It's the most wonderful time in your ear.
God damn it, Nick.
You don't like when I touch you.
I do like this, though. A hidden coffee. A new coffee enters the fridge.
Well, here's the problem. Tim was like, do you want a coffee? But I already poured my daily refill that I made Cool Greg go get from the Walgreens.
Sure.
They have those little bottles that are like $2. Totally a waste of time and money. But I make
but cool let me tell you,
get them.
You get pissed when somebody else drinks them.
I don't get pissed when someone else drinks them.
Do you not?
I just don't know when someone else drinks them. What I don't know can't hurt me. I know that everyone operates off of a don't tell Nick what's going on in this office.
Sure.
Or he'll get angry.
Yeah.
Mentality. Yeah. And I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kinda Funny Morning Show. You're on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. My name is Nick Scarpino. This is Greg Miller. Introduce yourself to the audience.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Greg Miller. I'm 35 years old. I live in San Francisco, California. I have a wiener dog named Portillo. I'm married to a woman named Jen. And I work at kindoffunny.com. If you appreciate that, follow me on Instagram where I'm not verified.
Are you not verified?
Yeah, they I don't know. I need to check.
Let's check. Cool, Greg. Can we get a verification check on Greg's Instagram? Of course, if you guys are watching this live today, congratulations. You are the real winners because we're going to watch a lot of porn on this show and it's going to get cut out when it goes to YouTube. No?
Are we? I'm in.
No, Greg is not. Let's pull this up.
Again, the numbers from my Instagram. Cool, show it. Don't be a coward.
Let's pull it up there.
The numbers of my. Hey, all right, that's right. And also, I want it on the record that yesterday when the cameras were cut, Cool Greg came over and told me he was joking about not liking Iggy Azalea. He's a big fan.
He?
It's so weird that. About that.
Listen, okay, here's the deal. In the 90s, we used to use this term called frontin'.
Frontin'.
Why
I've
you
heard of frontin'.
Frontin'.
Why are you frontin'? Right. I heard
and
this.
Frontin', if I'm not mistaken, was a term where you would basically be like, hey, I'm putting one thing out there, but that's not really who I am.
I'm just putting that
out front as like a facade.
I believe it's a verb tense of fibbing.
Is it fibbing?
Yeah.
Fair, right? Cool Greg was fronting hard yesterday.
He was fronting hard yesterday.
When he was like, I don't like Iggy Azalea.
I know.
But I could see those beautiful blue eyes.
I know.
Like every time he said her name, his heart just kind of like pumped a little harder for her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, it's okay. Like all your other, friends don't like her, so you have to not like her too.
I something about Cool Greg. Whenever you ask him, hey, do you like this rapper? Do you like that rapper, right? Usually just does this.
Yeah.
And it took me a long time to realize it's because he doesn't actually listen to rap music.
No, he hates
Cool
rap music.
Cool Greg, actually, big fan of country. That's where it is for him.
Loves Bach, also.
Bach?
Classical.
Sure, sure.
Classical.
Sure, sure.
The other day he pulled me aside and said, have you heard of this group?
He's walking out of the room. Cool Greg, you're ready to the show. We'll stop. We'll stop. Please, someone needs to click on the stories.
Oh, no. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Kinda Funny Morning Show, 11 a.m., twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, Monday through Friday. We're here doing this kind of crazy shenanigans.
Can I full stop you?
Yeah.
This show?
Yeah.
Sucks. Arcwing24 says, does anyone know if Tim gave his opinions on Pokemon Let's Go yet? He did. Kinda Funny Gamescast, patreon.com/kindoffunnygames right now, or get it for free on Monday. I was a Trojan horse. I don't care about youtube.com/kindoffunny at all. This was just to talk about games. I win.
God, finally. Finally, ladies and gentlemen, they let me do the show that I want to do, which is just a show starring me and no one else. Shut all the laptops. Throw out all this stupid Fallout paraphernalia. Bring in the real paraphernalia, ladies and gentlemen. The loot gaming paraphernalia. That's right.
Why don't you drink out of them? I love these glasses. Because I drink out of it every day. And then one day I put it in the sink. I come back. It's gone. It's over there on the shelf.
Yes.
So you can have it for your dumb ads.
Because it's for the ads. If I drink out of it
just
every day, then I have to ask them to wash
There's
it
two.
Every day. No, because stuff disappears in this office.
No.
And then reappears good. Months later. Different.
You know what I mean? Why are you bringing up Tim's Instagram?
Is it? Let's see if he's still verified.
Yeah, we understand he's verified.
Is he still verified?
His number's not growing as fast as mine. Seems like something Instagram would like to correct.
It's weird. How many times a day do you post on Instagram?
I try to post at least once. And when I say try, I do what I want. Yeah, Cool Guy, go over there and show. I got a good feed going on here. I'm very proud of this feed. I don't like that crop of the middle photo there. Cassandra, click on that one of the woman. Yeah, yeah. Assassin's Creed Odyssey introduced a new feature yesterday where I can take the look of an armor and apply it to the stats of an armor. So I finally get, because I like being poison. I stab people and they're poisoned. That girl is poison.
I wanted to look like
Wonder Woman, so I can finally do that.
That's cool. God, look at that IGN set. It looks nice.
Click on that Our one sets look better.
No, click on that one in the middle.
No, he wants to see the IGN one.
That's nice looking.
Yeah. That's me. I'm really pulling it together.
I want them to pull people off the wall a little bit, though. Get a little depth.
Well, you don't work there anymore. You get to direct their shows anymore.
Well, I'm telling New Fran, if he's watching the show, pull him off the wall
a little bit. I guarantee New Fran's not watching the show.
New Fran.
And I'm sure he doesn't like being called New Fran.
Pull him. Look, it's like Vietnam. Until he proves himself to me and he stays at IGN for 17 years, he's going to be New Fran.
Is that what Vietnam was like?
Exactly. You had to stay there for 17 years in order to be considered cool. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode of the Kind of Funny Morning Show is brought to you by Loot Gaming, MeUndies, and Simple Contacts. We will get to that a little bit later, of course, if you want to support. What?
I'm sorry, I thought you were going to go to news.
What is that?
I thought you were going to go to news.
No, we're doing your the
last night,
first.
Jen taught me.
I know the graphics don't work anymore.
A French word for, like, a really gross word for a vagina. I don't remember anymore. But I
dugout.
Then I
is that what it is? Was it le dugout?
No, but then I taught her pun. And she's like, what's pun? I'm like, it's Nick. And she's like, what's a pun? I'm like, my pud. She's like,
no. Before it's erect. Oh, God. I was so professional there for a good 30 seconds.
Hey, we got through telling who the sponsors were going to be.
That's fair enough. Let's go to housekeeping real quick. Cool, Greg. First up on housekeeping, next week is Thanksgiving. Of course, that means the morning shows, both the morning show and Kind of Funny Games Daily, will not be happening. But your regularly scheduled programming, like the Game Over Greggy Show, Gamescast, Party Mode, all that jazz, those will still be rolling out like usual. The one cool thing, though, is that Greg Miller is going away for Thanksgiving. Where is he going? Well, he's going to Chicago, Illinois, and then he's going to do a meet and greet there because he's had enough of his family.
No,
he's
my mom really wanted this.
35 years. And he said, you know what, Jamie Kennedy? I don't want to spend any more time with you. I'm going to carve out 2 hours and spend it with people that really matter to me. The best friends. The ones who pay the bills. No.
Cool, Greg. Will you go to my Twitter right now?
Is your mom going
to
be there? Yeah.
Yes, this is the big thing. I want you to know, I've thrown meet and greets in Chicago before, right? Yeah. I've been around. My mom's come to a meet and greet before.
Yeah.
This is the first meet and greet
with your mom
she's ever pitched me to do. Where she was like, hey, you should throw a meet and greet when you come home on Saturday because she wants me to throw a meet and greet at her Portillo's.
Yeah.
Cool, can you throw that up?
That's super fun.
So this is the Portillo's my mom works at. So she's like, hey, it'd be cool if you did that. And I was like, oh, that's a great idea. And then she's proceeded to hound me every day asking for this fucking graphic.
Yeah.
And I'm like, mom, I'm trying to do the showcase. I'm very busy. I'm in LA on an event. She's like, I understand, but like, we gotta promote this. I'm like, damn, you've never cared about a meet and greet like this until right now. I think she's angling for a promotion. I think she wants to take over that.
I think
Portillo's.
She is too. I think.
Or
you know what?
She wants us to come in, create chaos, and then she just goes, I quit. I'm not sure what'll happen.
I love
show up on Saturday, November 24th to find out. What
I love
happens
either
my mom.
Of those options right yeah. there. Both of those options make me super happy. I love that your mom's like, I'm gonna use my son's celebrity to get ahead in life.
Now I don't know if that's 100% correct.
Can I paint you another picture?
Sure. I think she probably just wants to show me off.
Right? I mean, your mom loves you.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm gonna paint you a third picture. Have you seen a movie called Ocean's 8?
I did actually. Just saw it last weekend.
Okay. Do you think that your mom, in some weird kind of way, is using you as a diversion so that she can rob the Met Gala?
I would love this if it was like, yeah, if they're like, all right, cool, they've done Ocean's 11, they've done Ocean's 8, now the female cast, now they're going to do like...
Which portrayals
like,
let us do this short?
It's like my mom... It's my mom.
It's finally cuts to the end, you see what really happened?
Yeah, exactly.
Your mom's
yeah,
robbing
yeah.
the fucking
she's like, passing other workers and passing off giant stuff. Rings and keys.
It turns around, Tim's in one of the Portillo's outfits, like, how did the two get there? Kevin's the fry chef.
Yeah, Kevin is in the drive-thru lane. He gets the bag passed to him and drives away.
Every cab driver in Chicago is Kevin. I didn't address what he
comes. I think we just had a great bit.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I've said before.
What do you say?
I always say this. If we had infinite money and resources, we should do
make this.
We just came up with this idea,
it's
and
so
we
funny.
Should just commit to it and shut down for a week and go do it.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Cool. Guys, no more shows for a week.
Sorry.
But that's already
kind of
happening.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to shut down all next week in the morning shows and Games Daily, and we're going to go make this short. But by short, I mean you'll just do a couple Instagram stories from this meet and greet when everyone shows up. And it'll be fun.
Sure. I mean, here's what we could do.
Hold
on. I'm going to do something. You fill time. Do whatever you're doing.
By the way, I love this picture. How much do you think that you... Well, you still told me to fill time, and I immediately asked you a question.
I don't mind that part.
What do you think you could actually pop back into the back of Portillo's and make a few things and be like one of them?
Mom said to practice my rhyming skills, I might get to call numbers.
Number one.
Your order's
done. Let's have some fun.
Good. Also
number
works.
Two, I gotta poo.
See, that's not when you're
number
when you're in
three,
food service.
I gotta poo.
God damn it. I was calling Poe.
Yeah.
Because Poe will be there probably.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
And so
yeah.
you could just give Poe all the direction and scene by scene shots you want, he could film it on a phone.
I still.
But if you just tell Poe, he would have to.
Here's the biggest. My biggest disappointment in myself.
Dug out.
Le dug out. My biggest disappointment in myself is a long time ago, we talked about you showing me those old videos.
Mm-hmm.
And I still want to see them.
Backyard Wrestling.
Do we have them?
Yes, again, they're just in my closet.
This is what I'm going to do over the break.
Yeah.
I'm gonna work on digitizing these.
Okay. You're not going to digitize totally one of these fucking tapes.
I'm going to do it. You give me the tapes.
Okay.
And by digitize, I mean I'm going to send them off to a service that will then give me QuickTime H.264 videos of them with the videos. That way, we can have them. And then I'll just surprise you with whatever I want to do with them.
Sure, okay.
The big question is, how many release forms do I have to get from these people?
That's
how many people
tough.
Are in this?
That's where it gets tough.
Do I got to get one from Bobby Boucher from Chicago, Illinois, who's now living in fucking Tibet?
Yeah, good luck trying to find these people. Some of these people got really big. Some of these people, nobody's ever seen again.
So are you the one that got really big?
No. Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I was the person that got really big. Everyone else.
No, there's another guy who's verified on Twitter and writes about UFC. You'd really? Like him.
Yeah. Who is he?
I'm not going to tell you.
What? I can't
dime him out. I'll tell you later.
Is he a journalist?
I've seen how the best friends are, all right?
Is he a public figure?
I don't know.
He's verified on Instagram. He writes about UFC. He's a public figure.
No. Twitter.
Verified on Twitter. That's easy. Everyone's verified on Twitter. Fucking Cool Greg's verified on Twitter.
Cool Greg, you verified on Twitter?
Yep.
Really?
No. Okay. He's not, Cool Greg doesn't want to be verified on Twitter. Cool Greg doesn't want Twitter to know where he is at any given time.
That's true.
That's not
great
happening.
Point. He's the knight.
He walked over today with a bowl.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we had a moment where he had a giant bowl of goldfish, and I was like, can I have some of your goldfish? And he was like, yeah. So I ate some of them, and we bonded. Today, he was like, hey, you want to see what's in my bowl today, which I want to be a daily occurrence now.
Sure. What's in Cool
giant
Greg's bowl?
Giant bowl. What's in Cool Greg's bowl?
Yeah.
Three nutter. It was like the perfectly... It was like if William Sonoma had to take a picture of a bowl of like holiday treats.
Sure.
This is what this looked like.
Okay.
Bed of something. Like bed of these little like Chex Mix, like fluffy cereal.
Oh, Puppy Chow. You had the Puppy Chow in there.
Yeah, the Puppy Chow has a bed. Three Nutter Butters. It looked like a bowl of ramen, but with sweets. It was perfectly laid out. You know when they bring it out?
Yeah.
It was great. I tweeted it out. You guys can check it out on my Twitter. At @Nick_Scarpino. Look at it right now. The fuck are we talking about?
Oh, you were going to talk about Thanksgiving.
The tapes. I want the tapes. Give me the tapes. I'm digitizing the tapes.
You got to just drive over because the tapes are in a giant blue bin. You're also going to get all my yearbooks. You're also going to get the crosses off my grandparents' caskets.
Cool.
You're going to get
that's
some
terrifying.
Rosary.
Also,
that's terrifying.
I don't want your fucking grandparents haunting my apartment. So maybe keep your stupid crosses to yourself.
So Jen's trying to immigrate to this country.
She immigrated already.
It's a pain in the ass. But we're coming up on the green card at interview. So she has this checklist of things to get, right? And one of them was my birth certificate. And she's like, we need your birth certificate. I was like, oh. I can't even tell you what my birth certificate looks like, which is a bad sign for me actually knowing where it is or having it. So, like, I went into Lucy's room, of course, because that's where we keep all our files. And I'm digging through.
To believe Lucy was in the room at this time.
Oh, she was, yeah.
And she was sitting at the desk, and you just kind of push her over. And you start
I'm going through filing cabinets. I'm doing this. And finally, I'm like, all right, maybe it's in the giant blue bin that has all the VHS tapes, all my yearbooks, all my newspapers, all these things. And my original, like, when I'm a little kid, Ghostbuster uniforms are still in there and shit. So I go through, I pull all this shit out, and as I'm going through, I'm doing stuff, and I find, oh, okay, here's, and I don't remember him, here's Poppy's cross off his casket, right? And then I pull out just broken pieces of a cross, like the Jesus and the crossbar and the wall, and I was like, yeah, this is how haunting starts. This is definitely where I'm at.
The end of that movie is we got to put that cross back together to trap the ghost back into it.
I was like, oh, fuck, this is bad.
That's
I was like,
super
and so I did that thing of like, man, all right, just put it back and act like I didn't see it. Seal it back up, put it away.
Did you find your fucking birth certificate?
No, I had to order new ones.
That's crazy.
Oh, we haven't talked about this?
I think you told me about it, but I'm trying to lead you
into
this.
Nice, okay. You should have said no, yeah. So, found out an interesting story about myself that wasn't aware of.
It's, by the way, this, ladies and gentlemen, when we do the eventual documentary about Greg, this is the missing key. This is the fulcrum. No, what's the what the fuck is the stone? The keystone? Doesn't matter. Go ahead. Go ahead. It's Friday.
So I had to, you know, go through all this stuff. Of course, I fuck it up too, because it's like, oh, it's easy. Just go online and do all this stuff. Great, no problem. Because I called mom, called dad.
Right.
I'm like, did you give this to me? And both mom and dad are like, yes, you have those. We don't have those. I'm like, fuck. Okay, cool. Go through the hoops. You can do it online. Great. do it online, and I get to the point where it's like, all right, cool, like, you know, it's gonna, we can overnight it to you right now. Because, of course, this immigration's been a bitch. I'm used to
terrible.
Everything that can go wrong goes wrong with it. So I was like, cool, all right, great. And then, like, before we send it, you just have to answer a few questions about yourself. And I'm like, no problem, I know myself pretty well.
Yeah. I've been for at least 10 years.
It's this thing, it's that thing, all easy questions. It's one of those of like, which one of these streets have you lived on? Or which one has, you know how it does that, where it's like mm-hmm. trying to get you on information?
Yeah.
And then it pops up with the question of, in 1994, you bought a property. Like, how much did you pay for it? And it had an address. And I'm like, fuck no, that's my parents. And I was like, do I call them right now? And I'm like, nah, I can fib my way through this.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, none of the above. And then it gave me another one of like, the mortgage on that place came from this like motherfucker. And I'm like, none of these sounds like a bank I know of, but I wasn't there. None of the above.
So it's like us playing Jackbox.
It's like, you know, like hard locks. And yeah. It's like, sorry, we're going to have to, you have to submit your ID and all this other shit. And I'm like, fuck. Did it. They sent it. Great. Get the envelopes. I open the envelopes, pull out these pristine birth certificates. And you'll enjoy it. I look through it. And it's like, ah, oh, there's my mom's name, my dad's name, signatures, all this stuff. And then it's my information, you know, Gregory Miller, all the stuff, the birth. And then it's sex. And it says female.
Yeah.
And it has a line through it in male written above it. I'm this like fucking pristine government document. I look at this. I'm like, this is going to bite me in the ass. Yeah. They're going to totally think we fucked with this thing,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah.
And so I get it. I make the joke to you. I'm on the phone to mom, and I'm like, eventually, on, you know, later on in a conversation, and I'm like, yeah, I didn't ever recall being marked as a female. I never saw that on the birth certificate I had or whatever. And my mom's like, oh, yeah, that was a huge thing. Like, they didn't want to print another one, so I made them, I planted my feet and made them make another one. And that was the one that was in the safe deposit box that you had at some point that right. God only knows where it is. I'm like, good to know.
Yeah, because it seems like that is an error on their part, mm-hmm. that may, like, I know that for those of you that were just born, everything's all technologically advanced now.
Yeah.
But back in the day, you really only had like your birth certificate to prove that you were you.
Yeah.
It seems like a pretty big oversight.
Line through
if you
it,
went to go get like a mortgage and was like, this is who I am, and it said, sir, clearly you're female.
Clearly someone fucked with this.
Yeah.
This is a doctor's
this
document.
This is definitely it's so ridiculous that they did that. And yeah. Your mom was absolutely right. Like, this is the kind of shit that would haunt me forever.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you know at some point, someone's gonna look at this thing. Who's going to be in charge of giving you the thing you want most in the world. And they're going
to
say,
that'll be the reason
no.
to help you.
Yeah, I can't do it. I'm sorry, sir. You're clearly a female. And then you have to, and then you go, how can I prove that I'm a male? And then you show them your genitalia.
Exactly.
And then they go, sir, and they get out of my bank.
But they do it like a kid. They do it like a kid with Santa, where they're like tugging on it.
I think you're saying magnifying glass. Like, it is a penis.
I guess that counts like a penis. Who knows these days?
You know what I mean? Oh, my God. Anyway, go over to the,
Mike Bison says, show them your dugout.
Show them that fucking sweet, dirty dugout. Go over to the Bloomingdale Road and Lake Street. That's at 134 East Lake Street, Portillo's in Bloomingdale, Illinois. Greg's going to be meeting there on Saturday, November 24th from 1 to 3 p.m. And listen, if you want to shoot your own crime short set to the music of Ocean, the Ocean series, do it.
And I'll, we have to have that edit too, where like they do like that. I'm telling you, if you tell Poe, he might be able to do it.
Poe, get on it. Get on it.
You coward, Poe?
What is this? There's a kind of funny.
It's Friday.
What is this thing? What's happening here?
Callum Morin tweets. See Morin tweets. Us at Kind of Funny Vids UK lot are crashing IGN UK and Dale Driver screening of The Prestige on Sunday, the 16th of December. Join the event page today at bit.ly/KFUKFriends.
Great movie. Have you seen The
Got
Prestige?
Got it. KFUK Friends.
Yeah. KF Because
I saw K, yeah, fuck.
It
and
says
I was like,
K
whoa.
Fuck Friends. That's K what
fuck
it
friends.
Is. Just FYI, we might want to say UK KF. Because right, that's K-Fuck.
Callum Moore and the K-Fuck friends are rolling through the dugout tonight.
bit.ly/K-Fuck friends. And let me tell you, that's a group I want to be a part of. The Prestige, great movie.
Yeah.
Nolan film. Great. What's up, Joe?
We need to make a dugout shirt ASAP.
Yeah.
Don't ask that question.
And I'll apologize ahead of time.
We need to say the dugout. That's all. All
right? Okay. I'll add it to the list.
I want to. Hey, Joe, how's it going? Cool, Greg. Don't worry about this next one. People listening, I left this on there by accident. I want to, if I may, take it down a couple seconds, a couple notches.
Sure.
Okay, let's go. Let's take it down. Let's get a little quiet. I had a text exchange with one Joey Noel yesterday.
My friend.
And she didn't get back to me.
Oh, I hate that.
But I feel like it was probably the funniest thing I've ever written in a text message. Can I read it to
you? Yeah, can we have a live reading?
Okay. Joey, are you okay with me reading this very personal text message? Joey texts me yesterday at 7:50 p.m. and says, my Uber is exclusively playing that one song from A Star Is Born, and I can't get out of here fast enough.
You should just give in. That's a great song.
To which I replied, give in.
Yep, thank you.
To which she replied, all caps, 0 stars. To which I reply, until one is born. To which she did not reply. There was no reply. At that point, Joey said, I'm done with this. You're clearly not taking this seriously. I'm not going to go watch A Star Is Born. But instead of doing any of that and giving the gratification of knowing that I got under her skin, she chose the high road and it annoyed me. And I almost texted you again. I almost tweeted this out. I was like, this is gold. Why did you not say LOL to that?
To be fair, I was getting out of an Uber meeting people for drinks. So I kind of stopped looking at my phone at that point. I looked at it and I was like, ugh. And then I just shook my head.
This is the person you work with. This is the guy. This is the guy. That remembers sometimes to pay the rent of the studio.
Sometimes.
Every third month I forget.
Every 3 months there's usually a phone call. Hello. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. All right, cool. Yeah, all right, cool. Kevin, okay, fine. Cool, Greg, we're going to put you in an Uber with a check to go give the landlord and then get right back in an Uber.
I would say it's only happened once.
It's a lie, though.
It's happened 3 times. Yeah. One time Kevin got the call and he's like, Nick, I don't want to embarrass you at all, but did you pay rent for the studio? And I was like, The guy told me, he was like, why don't you just write a bunch of checks and I'll cash them as they go?
Because that's
like,
how they get you. That's a dupe. That's how you get duped. I've been there. Dumb. We've all been duped.
No, the real reason, I'm going to do that, but the real reason is we have to figure out like what's happening in the next few months with the studio. I'm sure we can just keep going with it, but this is the end of the lease, so we got to renegotiate that. Once that happens, I'm sure the price will go up.
Did you guys see the crazy line outside for the cheesecake place? There's like 50 people down the block in crazy masks waiting to get cheesecake.
That's better. Yeah. I was like, what? It's like a free, because if you're about to tell me they're giving away free cheesecakes if you wear a mask. I'm like, to the prop closet. Fuck, I don't even want the cheesecake. I just want
to
wear a mask.
Is your first go-to the Fallout mask that you have?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That Cheesecake Factory is like the soup kitchen in Seinfeld. It's like the soup man.
Oh, yeah.
It's never open. When it is, it's the most phenomenal cheesecake, apparently.
Yeah.
Like it's like got crack cocaine in it. Kevin and I have had one.
We would never know.
But they're small and pretty. Go get one. Let's get one.
No one's waiting in that line.
Yeah, I saw one bad. I guess Thanksgiving, you're getting them early or keeping them in the fridge or freezing them.
But that's a week early.
That's a week
but
early. I mean, it's too early.
I hear you. I agree.
But they're probably closed next week.
I agree with you. But remember, they're crazy cheesecake people. They run, they're all looped in like 15 minutes sometimes.
I bet you could freeze them.
Yeah, I think that would probably be the plan, right? Of get it way ahead, do that.
I don't think it would be very good afterward. I don't like frozen shit that gets thawed. Every once in a while, my mom will get a cake, but like, I got this cake in the freezer. But she tries to thaw it out, and it's like still slushy in the middle. You're like, ma, that's gross.
Ma!
Having said that, I don't know if my mom's making her cheesecake next week, but fuck me, it's good.
We've had this argument before.
We said that they're agree to disagree.
We'd have them fight
and we're gonna have them fight to the death.
Yeah.
And then we blind taste test, Joey gets to taste it, and if she doesn't pick my mom's,
she's fired.
No, can we have Andy do the cheesecake taste test? Because I feel like he's the.
Does he like cheesecake?
He loves cheesecake.
Here's, yeah, we can do
he's
that.
A cheesecake aficionado. He's yes.
Then let's just keep our voices down. Here's what we'll do.
Oh, I agree.
You know what I'm right here with.
I'm fucking right there with you.
So we'll do it.
Blind taste that.
We have the two cheesecakes. Put the blindfold on them. Bite one of cheesecake. Clean your palate. Second bite, it's mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Because this has gone on long enough. And somebody has to step up and teach him mac and cheese is great.
He's so stupid.
He's such a fucking idiot. Every day, I just want to fucking haul off and punch him.
Just punch him. My favorite thing before this show happened, ladies and gentlemen, is Greg, you always bring great energy. Maybe once a year you got a little bit of bad energy.
And then I
rub your shoulders and you're like, I'm good.
It's true.
You do the thing where you're like, and then you realize it's time to go home.
Yeah.
Today you had great energy. So much energy. You jump on Kevin's back. Kevin judo flips you perfectly onto the couch.
Into a sitting position
you
on the couch.
You play it off like that's what we had planned the entire time. You look at me, dad in the room, to see if I heard that giant crack
that happened when you landed on the couch.
Joe, that couch
we're
is...
breaking
just be careful
the couch
sitting on the couch.
The couch is fine.
The couch slides all the way over to the wall and goes...
It did not go slink. Was there a crack? I don't know. I don't hear well. But I'm saying the couch is fine. Everything was fun. Everybody be cool. Just be cool, everybody, all right? You never know. Maybe we ding up the drywall. You find out there's a bunch of money and a body back there.
Can we just have the money and not the body?
No, because it's like, no.
Okay.
Not surprisingly, package, you know, yeah. I like fixing drywall.
I know.
I like to paint it.
Except for that day where you fixed it and then it immediately got fucked up again and you were not having a feeling that day.
That's that damn chair, man. It just cuts through it.
And
like,
then we got rid of the chair and then you 2 days ago, you're like, man, I wish we still had that white chair.
Well, no, because it actually looks cool on camera and it would have been the right depth. It doesn't matter, Lee.
It doesn't matter if you like the chair.
Lots of tips coming in right now. If you guys want to tip us at the $5 above level, if you want to be a part of the shenanigans, we will read those tips. Today we've got our first tip. Oh, actually, at 500 cheers, we'll read those as well. Late Nogan says, celebrating my birthday with the day off work, Red Dead, and you two champs.
Woo!
You all have a great day. Robin GL said, quit my job yesterday. Turns out being a 19-year-old restaurant manager and dealing with toxic coworkers is really stressful. Is kind of funny looking for a private bartender. Here's a kind of fun clip of a Swedish Royal Guard. Let's watch this real quick.
Well, you're just diving Sweden in, huh?
He does good.
He doesn't have a job. Oh. What was his name?
Robin Gio. Yep. Yep. That was great. Robin is also the person that gives us almost daily pictures of the Swedish king.
Yeah.
And he always looks fucking insane.
I know you love the Swedish king.
Love the Swedish
king. What I'd like to do is call out a special shout out to you.
Yeah.
I already gave you one shout out from the subreddit. Because you don't know how to use Reddit or look at the subreddit.
I know how to use Reddit.
You just choose not to.
Choose not to because I find it too fun.
I read you the one today of the one thread of like, is Nick using Doggy Dog more lately?
Yeah.
Then there was this one yesterday from the morning show that I had not seen. This is a direct quote from you, all right?
Shit.
Oh, that's sad. You know what isn't sad? Money. Let's check tips. There are none. Let's go down to the chat. - Nick Scarfino.
Yep. Just a reminder.
This show is so good.
Tip us. Is it?
Yeah.
To be fair, to clarify on the Reddit, I started saying Doggy Dog because my good friend Joe Gorman, who used to host a mic, the worst mic in San Francisco, which you can see in Waiting for the Punchline, when and if it comes out, used to say Doggy Jeff. Dog all the time, and that's my impression of him.
Yeah, that's
he went
true.
To New York.
I never knew that. He went to New York. I liked him a lot. He's gone.
He's not dead.
He's dead.
He's on New York.
Well, I'm never going to see him again.
Yeah, he'll come back eventually.
No.
He'll realize that his dream of being a stand-up comedian is terrible.
That's what Drucker said. Drucker went to New York, never came back.
Well, Drucker got a job. Diarrhea guy said, hey guys, I've never donated under this gross name before. Again, so excuse me. I'll never donate under this gross name again, but only if I can have a big fat butthole from Uncle Nick. Thanks. Peace. I mean, I like that name, so keep going with it. Butthole. Daryl gave us $5 and said, hey guys, fun clip. I hope you haven't seen it before, but I just saw it and thought it was delightful. Classic Street Fighter, and he gave us that clip. Said, keep fighting the good fight. And Cool Greg, preferred brand of sunglasses? ? Cool Greg doesn't wear sunglasses. Gucci, though. Everything's all Gooch. Take a look at that clip, Cool Greg, and let us know if it's good. DJ Kento gave us a tip and said, I don't know if it got brought up yesterday, but that WWE Page movie looks dope, and it's written and directed by Stephen Merchant, of all people, from Logan, the original Office, Wheatley, and Portland.
Yeah, it got brought up 2 days ago when I was on the show, and we said, it's a thumbs down. You got bad taste.
The
you got real bad
the show
taste.
2 days ago. You guys want to watch that on YouTube.
It cracks me up when people miss that. And I'm not saying, I understand you're busy, you have a million things to do, don't get me wrong.
We also make 400 pieces of content every week.
Sure.
A lot.
I mean, even today, people are like, I don't know if you saw, but PlayStation canceled the press conference for E3. And I was wondering, I'm like, what the fuck?
I've never watched one single solitary Kind of Funny Games Daily in my life.
Well, that's why you don't ask questions about it, though.
Beat me over the head with your reaction to that, which was hilarious.
Thank you.
You looked scared.
I like how Steve
confused, Kim, excited.
Steve Kim broke out in a video where Cool Greg's off camera, like, "Oh, the chat's saying they canceled PlayStation canceled E3," and I'm just like, "Nah, impossible."
Yeah.
Clear your mind.
Cool Greg, bring this up. What is it? Let's watch it. Let's do it.
How do I?
It's like a talent show.
This is like a Tim Gettys video that he would have made and got 10 million views on. Nope.
Nope.
All right, nope. I'm over this. Ignacio Rojas gave us a tip and said, Greg, how does it feel to keep losing to an old fogey? I mean, look at him. Look at the old man. He's so old, he keeps forgetting to read the YouTube comments. How do you keep losing to someone who isn't even decent at games? Love you, champ.
I mean, Nick Scarpino... It isn't about being good at games. It's about being a competitor.
It is a competitor.
And, you know, Nick has that fighting spirit from the jiu-jitsu, from going up at comedy and bombing night after night after night after night.
To the two people who are paying attention.
You have no shot at this.
Why are you doing this?
Stop. It's bad. He doesn't listen. And it's similar to games where we're like, you're bad at games. Stop playing games. Don't play games. Get out of my face. And he's like, I'm going to play the first 2 hours of Uncharted 1 again and then never play it.
I did a show Tuesday night that I was going to talk about on Wednesday, but it was so fun. We just got away from it.
We
didn't want to bring the negative energy. But today it's Friday. I feel like it's a negative day.
Negative energy day, everybody.
I got hit up by a buddy of mine, my friend Tony.
Humans.
Who was like, hey, I've got a spot up in Ronert Park.
Ronert Park. This is made up place.
Ronert Park. That's what I thought, too, but apparently it exists.
Okay.
It's about an hour and 20 minutes up north. And he goes, I do this this show at a bowling alley. Do you want a spot?
Why would you say yes to this? An hour like and 20 minutes.
Because
you're
I like
tired.
Tony.
It's I love fun. Tony. Tony's
time,
great.
I spend time with Tony. It's always a pleasure.
Did you give him a ride? Was that the whole thing?
Yeah, that was what he needed, really. And not only that, as I get up there, and the guy's like, oh, and Tony had forgot to tell him that I was coming.
Yeah.
And I felt so immediately awkward. Like, uh-oh, he does not know that I'm on this set.
And Tony's like, no, he's great. This Nick guy's amazing.
No, I know the guy that does the show.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
he already
But it's one of those things where, like, people do this in the community. If they find out you have a show, they just kind of stop by. And they kind of hang out to, quote, support. But what they're looking for is they want a guest spot. Yeah. They're like, hey, give me some stage. And their people will just walk up. Like, when I threw that big thing for the comedy showcase, like, a bunch of people came by. And we're like, hey, can we get a spot? I was like, yeah, fuck it. We only had 45 minutes program. So I was like, get on the show. But I don't like doing that because I don't like going to parties I'm not invited to.
Sure, you're like a vampire.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is why when people used to sneak into the EW party, I was like, I'm not going to sneak into that party.
You want to be invited.
I want to be invited to that party.
Right.
I'm going to walk up with Colby Smulders on my arm.
Right.
Meanwhile, and Gloria Clarkson on the other arm. And then I want to make them fucking kiss me through a kiss.
Meanwhile, Kevin's like baking a cake all day long, skipping Comic-Con so you can put Tim in the cake and wheel the cake in.
Yeah. Kevin's figuring out, Kevin's downloading the schematics of
Honestly,
the Hard Rock
you know
Cafe
what? We should try that one year. That'd be a fun bit too.
Just a cake, a giant cake?
We do that thing where you make a cake and put somebody in it, and then we all walk up in like Chef Boyardee outfits, and we're like trying to push it in.
I wish to God.
I don't know what I you wish want. To God, this was ordered.
I wish to God we had that workflow. Like if we were RT, and that was a thing we did, we just tried to get into shit with giant cakes.
Yeah.
That'd be a funny fucking bit. Go up to the bowling alley. He, of course, the guy that was organizing the show knows me. He's like, yeah, I'll give him a set. He goes, you're going to open 10 minutes. I'm like, oh, this is going to be rough. Now, the audience at a bowling alley was good. It was a good show. But man, I just could not get them on my side.
How not?
Well, I mean, jokes. What I realized, it's interesting when you go outside of the city and do jokes that normally work in the city because people get things like the scooter phenomenon that's happening.
Isn't the scooter thing over now, though?
Kind of, yeah.
It's kind of a dated joke.
It's coming back, though.
Oh, well, there you
Skip
go.
Skip scooters are back.
There you go.
Doesn't matter. It's a bad opener anyway. So a lot of my stuff, I feel like I haven't been working on my comedy a lot. So go up there. I don't have confidence in my material now.
Sure.
I open with porn. Bad choice.
Really?
Bad choice.
Okay.
Yeah, porn joke. I kind of bookended my set with porn. Didn't work out. Later, when the audience was a little drunker and warmed up, do whatever the fuck you want. But as an opener, I feel like I should have kind of come out with some more PG-13 rated material.
Fuck that. Fuck them.
I do 10 minutes, goes by like that, get the light. I'm like, oh shit, I'm not even on my closer yet. But I close with a bad Star Trek joke, right? And I've known this Star Trek material is just not working.
Can I hear the bad Star Trek here?
No.
Or is it too hard without context?
No.
You're working on it
No,
still?
It's just a bad joke, and I want to work on it. I'm going to rework it. But I locked eyes. I'm like, where are my Trekkies? And there's always a few people that like it.
There's like one guy dressed as Spock with his ears sitting there.
Nanu. Close with this. I get some laughs. I mean, I'm having a decent set, but it's not good. I'm definitely not.
You're not this, crushing.
I'm not great. There are other comics that go up and just destroy. And so I'm done. I'm kind of feeling bad about myself. And then there's a couple other comics that go have really good sets. I'm like, good set, you know, great set. End the show. This girl, kind of a nerdier girl, looks like she was one of the ones that was like,
Trekkie.
Oh, when I said Trek, she like her showed up. Comes up, starts giving the comic that I'm talking to ton of compliments. Now, to be fair, this comic's name was phenomenal. Her name's Geneva, and she's really, really, really funny. Her level of humor and her delivery is just fucking spot on. And I even told her, I was like, dude, your new stuff's fantastic. Like, you're great.
Yeah.
Great. She runs a weekly show over at Milk Bar. I think it's on Tuesday nights. Fantastic. Girl walks up to her, compliment.
You're sitting next to her with your Diet Coke, waiting to party?
Uh-huh. I'm waiting to go home at this point because the show's over, but Tony's, like, making the rounds with everyone.
Humans!
I'm not feeling great about myself. Compliment. Looks over at me, and she goes, oh... She does one of the things like, oh, you are good too. And I was like, oh, I appreciate that. Thank you. And she's like, I mean, just so you know, though, like a lot of those things that you talked about Star Trek is just stuff that people have said before. Like, that's a lot of criticisms that people have of the original series. And I'm like, okay.
Then you struck a nerve. Then, just like all good comedy does.
I guess, but, or it's just super obvious. Then another girl comes over who has a shirt that Tony's selling. Sugar, it's a Sugar Nasty. That's like his thing.
Okay.
So he just sells shirts for women. I was like, dude, if you make a Sugar Nasty shirt for me, I'll wear it on my show. He's like, I'm not going
to
do that.
He's like, no, cool. That's going to go against people actually wanting to buy the shirt.
This other woman, I've seen this girl out of the corner of my eyes making the rounds, getting every comic on that lineup because it was her birthday to sign this shirt.
Walks up
with the marker, looks at me, looks at Geneva, goes, can you sign the shirt?
That's right.
Signs it.
That's
She's right. like, you are so good. Walks away. And I'm not, this is not a dig at anyone else. But I was talking to the
But
comedian.
You're the funniest fucking guy there.
No, not at all.
You're the famousest guy there.
But to bookend it all, one of the other comics, I'm talking to them, I was like, hey man, great set. He's like, hey, great set for you too. Hey, are you still doing comedy? And I'm like,
wait, he told you great set too?
Well, no, he was asking the question of like, I don't see you out anymore, are you still doing comedy? But I was like, wait, did you not see me go up tonight? And I'm like, was I just a ghost to everyone? Oh man, I felt bad.
That sucks, man.
I felt so
that
bad. Sucks. And then I drove home with Tony, and man, he had some crazy things to say. Not about me, but just in general. His life's been nuts.
Yeah. Tony Sparks is a fascinating individual.
He's very
You should interview him one day. Mm. I'd love to see you get in.
He's very much featured waiting for the punchline. That's going to come out hopefully. Well,
Jeff Ramsey's stopping it because he doesn't want you to be popular.
2027.
Jeff Ramsey is a monster.
God, we had things to talk about today.
We did.
But
we just did.
11:37.
Did we just talk about some stuff? We did.
Oh, man. It was tough. I've had a lot of losses lately. I did that jiu-jitsu tournament, lost.
Yeah.
I kind of need a win.
Kind of funny is your win.
I know, but I come here every day, and it's like everyone's happy-go-lucky, and I'm like, I want to burn this place to the ground.
Oh, you know? Sure. Yeah, I just want to Well, this is a similar situation.
I love that. That's the one thing Cool Greg's laughed at this entire show, where he's like,
this is a similar situation for you, though, right? I mean, in terms of losses. Like, you come here, Tim's 30 for 30.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm planning an amazing showcase. Mm-hmm. Cool Greg, I would say we're a month away from him meeting Iggy Azalea, right? Everything's lining up roses for everybody else. You, however, gutter.
I will take this blow to my ego for that amazing dig at Cool Ray with
Iggy
Azalea.
Thank you.
That was really great.
Let's go to the dugout!
The dugout. Ladies and gentlemen, let's take a break real quick to tell you about our sponsors. The first of which is Loot Gaming. Loot Gaming is a monthly subscription box delivered directly to your door with exclusive pop culture collectibles, apparel, and gear. Loot Gaming curates and designs everything themselves. You can't find these items anywhere else. No matter what you geek out about, this is for you. We are loving these Metal Gear pint glasses that we have right here. These were delivered to us in the last Loot Crate.
I really love them and wish I could use them on a daily basis, but
well,
instead they're here.
Today is the last day of the sponsorship, so you can take them back and pour things in them and consume those things in them. We do love them. They're really, really cool. Loot Gaming and Loot Crate has some really cool stuff. That's because there's over 30 million crates sold, and Loot Gaming is curating a collection of exclusive one-of-a-kind items from the best video game franchises. The November crate has four incredible franchises, including God of War, The Elder Scrolls, Kingdom Hearts, and Assassin's Creed. And the great part is you get a guaranteed t-shirt in every crate. Subscribe now and give yourself a birthday present every month. This is a $60 value into each crate for less than $20 a month. You can't lose. Here's the deal right now. The crate's going to sell out, so you must get this thing ordered by the end of the week to ensure that you get one. Get the best surprises each month from the largest geek and gaming subscription company, Geek Out in Style with Loot Crate. And here it is right now. Subscribers also get automatically entered to win each month's epic drop, a special prize that looters can win just by being a looter. This month's epic drop includes a PlayStation 4 Pro and God of War bundle. Subscribe now by going to lootcrate.com/KFMS and enter my code KFMS to save an exclusive 30% off your subscription. That's lootcrate.com/KFMS and enter the code KFMS to save an exclusive 30% off your subscription. Cool, Greg. You still got that Courage the Cowardly Dog pin?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. We love it.
I love it.
Next up, we got MeUndies this year. This is the year that you can finally tackle your holiday shopping early, and guess what? You can get everything you need for you and your loved ones at MeUndies. MeUndies uses the coveted micromodal fabric, which is 3 times softer than cotton. If you've never felt this fabric before, get ready to experience pure bliss in underwear form. You can also get style that is perfectly suited for you. Men and women can each choose from 4 different cuts, all of which are available from classic colors to adventurous prints. I'm gonna guess today you are wearing something insanely colorful in your underwear.
Because, I mean, it's how MeUndies works, right?
It's the Rastafarian print.
It is.
I love this. Jamaican me smile.
We jamming.
We are
and
jamming.
As you know, I love the Jamaican jerky.
Greg Miller, of course, wearing his Jamaican MeUndies. You love MeUndies.
I do.
You swear by them.
I do.
Harley, how are your underparts feeling right now? Are they comfortable?
Oh, yeah, they're soft. They're being so cradled soft. By feathers. It's
beautiful.
Amazing.
Being cradled by feathers might be the most explicit thing we've ever said here. Speaking of prints, Greg Way, this holiday season, MeUndies will be releasing new prints every Tuesday. That means you'll have no excuses not to celebrate the holidays right down to your very core. But why stop at undies? This year, MeUndies is launching their holiday prints in lounge pants and onesies as well. Both are made from the same micromodal fabric as their underwear. Seriously, how can you not get you and your loved one a matching holiday-themed onesie this year? You gonna do it?
Yeah, no, Jen is very much into this.
MeUndies has a great offer for my listeners. For any first-time purchasers, when you purchase any MeUndies, you get 15% off and free shipping. This is a no-brainer. Get 15% off a pair of the most comfortable undies you will ever put on. To get 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/morning. That's MeUndies.com/morning. Lastly, what was that, Cool Greg?
Fun clips.
Those are fun clips?
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, those are all of them. I don't understand. I'm confused. Let me finish reading this real quick and we'll go back to them. We're going to go back to tips in just 1 second. But before we do, we want to take another second to tell you about Simple Contacts. This episode of The Kind of Funny Morning Show is brought to you by Simple Contacts, an easy and convenient way to renew your contact lens prescription or reorder your contacts from anywhere within minutes. Get 20% off your first Simple Contact order by visiting simplecontacts.com/kindoffunny20 and entering the promo code kindoffunny20. Tim wears contact lenses and always finds himself dreading that annual appointment to renew his prescription because he doesn't like leaving his house and he doesn't like doing anything he doesn't have to do. That's
true.
Why he was excited to try Simple Contacts, a great new app that makes the time-consuming prescription renewal process, well, simple. Simple Contacts lets you renew your prescription and reorder your brand of lenses from anywhere in minutes. They bring the doctor's office to your home. The vision test is designed by doctors, and every test is carefully reviewed by a doctor. Simple Contacts offers an amazing selection with every brand of lenses, and their prices are hard to beat. The eye exam is just $20, and they offer free shipping. Please note, though, the Simple Contacts vision test isn't a replacement for your periodic full eye exam. Let me tell you. And this is something that Tim uses. We swear by it.
Mm-hmm.
Tim doesn't like things. He doesn't like leaving the office, his house. Once he's home, he's home. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, he would probably, if this wasn't easy to use, he would just go blind. I don't need to see. He would have Kevin pick him up. But he tells me the app's super simple to use. You just kind of look at it, looks into your eyes, does all it needs to do. Boom, they deliver to your house.
Perfect.
Super easy. Here's the deal right now, ladies and gentlemen. To save $20 off your first Simple Contacts order, go to simplecontacts.com/kindoffunny20 and enter the promo code kindoffunny20 at checkout. That's $20 off your first Simple Contacts order. When you go to simplecontacts.com/kindoffunny20 and enter the promo code kindoffunny20 at checkout. Joe!
Justin!
Joe's going to get back to us real quick with someone. For a giveaway, let's go back into the tips.
Why don't
real quick.
You just do it? You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's just a little bit of legwork you could do every morning.
I could do it, but the reason I don't do it is because Joey is the community manager who then sends them the codes and makes sure. I don't want to be on the hook for that shit every day.
Joey, I'm sorry you have to work with. Yeah.
Can you pick a winner?
I did.
You did?
I did.
I don't see it. Oh, I see. Sorry, there was one above it.
Maybe you do need these simple contacts for your eyes, huh?
Maybe. It might also be the contact. B Random Rosa KF. Is that the one? On Patreon has won Guacamelee 2 on PS4. Congratulations.
Hey.
Thanks. Sorry, there was one above it that was from yesterday.
It's just Brandon, and I think I probably just mistyped.
No, B Random is what we're calling him right now.
B Random?
B Random?
B Random?
Yeah, you're probably right. That's Brandon Rosa. Thanks for that. All right, everyone.
While you were doing that, breaking news that you're going to be very excited about. Mm-hmm. Very excited. Young Justice Outsiders premiere date, January 4th.
Ooh. Like that.
Back,
very much like that.
It's back.
We're going to go into tips. Before we do, I do want to say one quick thing of a story that we put on here. Every other story we don't necessarily need to talk to you about right now. But can you go to the final story here? That one right there. Bring that up. William Goldman passed away today. And if you're not familiar with him, he is one of... he was a phenomenal writer. I read a couple of his books, one of which was Adventures in... I think it was Adventures in Screenland Screenplay. Oh, shit. I got to bring this up. Hold on. Sorry, this one threw me. I read his books. I've read a lot of his screenplays. Most notably, of course, he made Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. and a movie that's near and dear to my heart, which is The Princess Bride. Uh-huh. He's written a lot of books about screenwriting and about his journeys in screen, like basically memoirs,
sure.
his journeys and what like it took him to become a screenwriter and how, I believe after his first book that he wrote, which is kind of a tell-all, he was kind of ostracized from Hollywood.
That happens if you tell
then wrote, all. Yeah, then wrote another one and then came back to actually work. But I think he was he had a good like drought for 7-8 years there. Fascinating, fascinating reads. But what I like most about it is that I got deep into his book, and then I read Cary Elwes' book on the making of The Princess Bride.
Oh, sure, yeah.
If you're not familiar, The Princess Bride was a book first, and the way it came about was he used to go on a lot of trips for work, and one day his daughters were like, hey, we're going to miss you. And he goes, well, I'll tell you what, when I'm going on a trip, when the next trip I go on, I'll write you guys a story.
Yeah,
what do you want it to be about? And he has two daughters, and one of his daughters said, I want it to be about a princess. And the other one said, I want it to be about a bride.
Oh.
And he goes, okay, you know what? I'll write that. I'll write that for you. Wrote it, published it. And by all accounts, the making of that movie, when it got turned into a screenplay that he wrote as well, was Rob Reiner and everyone that worked on it was like, this is never going to happen again. Everyone loved it. It was phenomenal. It was super easy. Like, everything worked out perfectly. And it just made a phenomenal, phenomenal
That's
thing.
Fantastic.
Anyway, I just want everyone to go over, if you can, there's a great Washington Post article about him. You can also check it out on Deadline. Go over and read a little bit about him because he was a really inspirational guy. Died at 87, unfortunately, but lived a long and crazy, cool life. Yeah, Adventures in the Screen Trade, excuse me. I was going to say Adventures in Screenwriting, but I got Adventures in Babysitting in my head.
I felt that.
He wrote two books that I read. One was Adventures in the Screen Trade, which is phenomenal. It's an early memoir about how he got started, and his story is pretty crazy. And then he also wrote another book called What Lies Did I Tell? ? And I think it's a follow-up to Adventures in the Screen Trade. It's just another kind of series of crazy stuff that happened to him. But he is, he was pretty cool and historic, and we're all, it's pretty sad that he's dead, unfortunately, but there you go. Let's go into some tips.
Tips.
Let's see, Ignacio Rojas, now we already did that. Todd White says, Greg, immigration sucks. I proposed to my British girlfriend just after Christmas last year, and she finally had the consulate interview yesterday. We are finally getting married next month. The hardest part was the 7-month wait after we applied.
Hell yeah.
DJ Games says, never forget the Horse Wrestling League. And he gave us a drive link. What does that go to?
Goes to a video. Cool Greg's got
it
pulled.
There it is right there. Cool Greg, pull it up. There it is. Give it to me. Give it to me hard.
Turn on the mute. He knows what I'm doing. Oh, shut up.
He knows how he's doing. He knows. Oh, shit. See, this is why I don't ride horses. Dude, shit, that's not good. That's a lot of broken bones right there.
You don't
there.
See that happen often.
No, because I don't ride fucking horses. But I'll say this, A+ for a suplex. She nailed it. Slick.
Wait, who was pulling the move? The lady or the horse?
The girl, clearly, was suplexing the horse. That's
oh,
what's
wow,
going on.
My apologies.
Slick said, when my nephew was born, they put his name as John Michelle instead of John Michael. Couldn't change it, they said. Had to do a legal name change.
Whoa.
That's fucking
stupid
hilarious.
Ass, everything.
World. DJ Kento says, my mother is a calligrapher. I can ask her to make a very beautiful Le Dugout graphic, and I'll send it to you. I was thinking like a vintage French Art Nouveau advertisement font. Yeah, do it. That's awesome.
I lost you somewhere in there, but yeah, keep going.
Earthbound Zero says, hey, Nick, have you watched the show Patriot from Amazon? Season 2 just released this month. It's great. Gave us a clip for that. Love what you guys are doing. Thanks. I have not. I have not seen that. Patriot. I don't even know what this is. I'll check it out. Panzer G2 gave us 569 cheers, said, you guys killed it this week. Thanks for the constant laughs. Rinderblock says, holy hell, I just finished a 2-hour interview with 4 people for an awesome job. I'm a machinist. You guys have taught me a ton about conversation and interviewing, so thank you. Keep boning that bone in foul. Thank you to the whole crew. And he gave us a little heart there. Eternal Slothman gave us 500 cheers. Said, how I imagine Greg will issue his next challenge for the Kind of Funny World Championship to reclaim his title. Is that what we're looking at here? Cool, Greg? Let's watch it.
I have 40 seconds.
Is that what this is? That's okay. No. Go down one more. It's not a link. It's a cheer there. Hold on. Keep going up. Take off the subscriptions and you can see the cheers. You got to put cheers on. There you go. Show cheers. And then right there. You see that clip right there?
He's on it.
Let's watch it, ladies and gentlemen. While he does that, Blackjack says, champ the champ, the Coke bros, the Hasbos, the assholes. Exactly how many monikers do you have? Nick, the word of the day has to be dugout. That's a good call. That's a good call. Pull this up, Cool Gray. Let's just watch real quick.
Here it goes.
By these swans, I vow to avenge this murderous insult to God.
All right. That's it for that. That's, a lot, that's it for that. Thank you
cool,
for that.
Cool, Greg. Also, can you pull up Slack? Joey has already sent us a Le Dugout t-shirt.
I don't know where
this came from. I don't know who made it. But I assume it's in production now. Go to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames and send us $100.
$100. It's in general.
General Slack. Ain't nobody bringing us down.
This is Wesley Bray.
Doing that, Spacetime Dave gave us our final tip for now and said, my Extra Life stream for Kinda Funny is on Black Friday, so please stop by. There will be raffles and shenanigans. Also, here's another fun clip. Have a great break. Le Dugout. That's pretty amazing. That's pretty amazing.
I still don't know, and I still don't want to know.
What do you think it means? What do you think?
I hate that you guys are...
What do you think the word dugout means? It came out of my mouth, so what do you think it's a reference to?
I just hate that it's a baseball term that you're inevitably going to poison in my brain.
Mm-hmm. No, this is the worst possible meaning. So you work on that.
Let's watch this last clip from Spacetime Dave, and then we'll end the show.
A Boise, Idaho woman is considered a medical miracle. Laura Esterman was struck by lightning nearly a month ago, and she was considered officially dead. Thankfully, CPR from her mom revived her heart, but she laid in a coma for 2 weeks.
What the fuck is this?
And then she defied all odds and woke up.
This is terrible.
Turn it off. Oh, because the video? That's not funny.
That's not funny.
That's not a fun clip. That's not the.
That is not the spirit with which fun clips were intended.
She doesn't remember that. She doesn't
remember. All right, everyone. This has been one of those shows.
A great
one for the record books.
It's been a great one. Little Dugout was born.
We will not be back Monday, of course, because Monday starts the holiday week. Like I said before, all of our regularly scheduled shows, like Game Over Radio, all the podcasts, Party Mode, all that stuff, will be going up. But the Kinda Funny Games Daily and the Morning Show will not be happening next week. I wish everyone a very happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your time off. Spend some time with your family. If there's pumpkin pie, I recommend having that for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's what I do. The word of the day today is dugout. If you're watching this on YouTube and you don't have anything better to say, throw that in there. Joe, I'll tell you off air what that means. And man, I can't wait to see the look on her face. Greg, it's been a good one.
It has been.
Cool Greg, I love you very much. Everyone out there, be safe.
What's that, Cool Greg? You love Iggy Azalea.
Cut the feed.